I can come in anytime I want. And I can get you anytime I want.
But I'm not going to. Not until it's time. When you wish you're dead.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Lobotomized. I'm Kevin.
I'm Amanda.
And unfortunately, Kyle couldn't be with us this week, but we will persevere.
So. He left the state.
Yep. He's nowhere near. So, yeah, exactly.
He's nowhere near here right now.
Yeah, there's these guys with some badges, like, asking a bunch of shit. Like, I don't know what the fuck they wanted. But
we know nothing. We're not saying anything.
Yeah, we don't know anything. Fuck you, Copper. I'm not But yeah, so in his absence, we decided to go with another movie. Something that I kind of figured he hadn't seen, so he wouldn't be too disappointed on not being on the episode. So we ended up going with the Mike Flanagan vehicle Hush from 2016.
And I had never heard of this, but man. I'm actually surprised I never heard of this.
Oh, yeah.
It being so recent and just at least somebody talking about it. I don't know.
I think when it came out, like immediately came out, there was a lot of people that were saying like, oh, this is pretty sweet, but it didn't hold for too long for whatever reason. I don't know why, but.
Because, man, this is a good movie.
I know, right?
This is a freaking good movie.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was expecting, but
I like a lot of Mike Flanagan stuff.
Okay.
Like,
what else has he done?
He did this movie called, he's like a horror guy. So,
okay.
But he did this movie, Oculus, from like a couple years before this. He did the Dr. Sleep, which was the Shining sequel that recently came out a little bit ago. That was him. He's had a couple of like Netflix shows, like The Haunting of Hill House, if you heard of that.
Yes, I have.
Okay, so Netflix, like Haunting of Bly Manor, like that's all Mike Flanagan stuff.
Okay.
So, I like Mike Flanagan. So this one was actually, he actually wrote and directed this as well. He also co-wrote it with Katie Siegel, who stars in it and is his wife.
I thought that was so cool. When I was looking at it in the credits, I just noticed, I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote it? I didn't know that. And I thought it was really, really cool. Then I started just like looking on IMDb for her, like what else had she done? And,
mm-hmm. Just like a whole bunch of Mike Flanagan stuff. They kind of got like a Rob Zombie and like Sherry Moon Zombie thing going on. Oh, man. But you ready to get into this?
Yeah, let's dig in.
All right, so this movie starts out. I like the title card and the opening of this as well.
I freaking love the opening.
Yeah.
Well,
because like as soon as it hits that one outdoor shot and then the sound comes in, like the beginning, that purposefully, muted intro with everything. Like, I thought there was a problem with the movie at first. Like, I
really?
Started thinking, I was like, oh shit. Like, cause I mean, I didn't remember, but I was like, oh shit. Like, why doesn't this have sound?
Yeah.
But
I thought that was a great touch.
It was sweet. And then it just comes right in,
Yeah. I thought that was a fantastic touch.
Yeah. And then, I mean, even during this whole like intro sequence where we're meeting, Katie's character and everything like that, like it starts out, you hear everything. It's like a normal scene. And then it goes mute. It's like just to shows you like, because basically Kate Siegel's character in this, Maddie, is deaf and mute.
And she wasn't born that way. She had meningitis?
It was like meningitis, which I didn't know meningitis could do that.
Which paralyzed, I believe,
like
her
terrible.
Vocal cords.
Yeah, and somehow like fucked up her hearing at the same time, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I guess it's possible.
Yeah.
But like, goddamn, I said it was meningitis. When she was 13, she got meningitis and it ended up causing her to become deaf and then also mute. So But yeah, I was like, fuck, like that's terrifying. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would suck. I mean, I guess like out of all the handicaps, if I could pick one, I'd probably go with deaf.
I think people would kill you for calling it a handicap. It's probably just like a loss of senses.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
Well, what the fuck would you call it then?
Something other than that. But
I'm pretty sure you can park close to the building with this. Okay, like I'm pretty sure you get one of those fucking placards with this.
I'm pretty sure you don't.
Are you serious? Really?
Yeah.
Deaf people don't get handicap parking?
Why the fuck would you get handicap parking as a deaf person?
I don't know.
You can walk.
Yeah, but you can't hear shit. So I guess there's more of a chance of you to something to happen out in the open. No, that's not what happens.
If you had to like pick a sense that you didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
What would it be? Like if you had to lose one of your senses.
That's hard.
Senses are fucking.
Yeah. I mean, I'd probably go with taste, honestly. And be like, fuck it. Whatever. Like I could live without that. I think It would suck. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, if I'm trying to be, you know, the least amount of disabled, then I would probably go with taste, yeah.
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 Yeah, definitely.
And, I mean, if you're deaf out there, you're probably not listening to this, actually, so never mind. Fuck that question. All right. Never mind. But, yeah. So, basically, she, you know, she had this meningitis when she was a kid, went deaf and mute, but she's also a author. So she's working on her next book basically and trying to figure out an ending to it. So she ended up moving out of New York City and went and found a place isolated. I would assume probably upstate New York. So,
well, that's what it looked like.
It seemed like that.
It seemed like that judging by the trees, the woods, or somewhere in like, maybe like New England. That's just what it looked like. It gave me those vibes.
Yeah. Yeah, but basically just some place to, you know, just kind of chill out, be isolated. Apparently, well, it was a year ago, but she, you know, ended a relationship and was probably still getting over that as well. So, you know, I just kind of tried to quiet her mind even more, I guess, just living out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, even, I mean, we'll see a little bit later. I think she's talking to her sister on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And she said something like, I didn't choose isolation. Isolation chose me or something like that. Cause I think the sister was like, why are you out living by yourself? And blah, 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 blah.
Cause I think at that point she's trying to tell her too, like, why don't you just come back to the city? You can live with me and we'll figure shit out and go from there. So,
yeah,
I don't know, but I mean, she seems to be doing fine for the most part out there. Like she's just in the middle of cooking up a storm, which, goddamn, this is a pretty epic meal for one person.
I agree.
I don't know what the fuck she's doing. She's like cracking eggs and then like making asparagus and then cutting onions. And then there's like a rack of lamb in the fucking stove.
That's
like, this is a pretty epic meal for just, I'm at home and I'm making dinner.
Well,
like, I don't know. Usually mine's like throwing a couple of fucking hot pockets in the goddamn air fryer when I'm cooking for myself. So.
I mean, she's living by herself in the middle of the woods. What, I mean, she's bored, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, that's not something I would do if I was bored.
Mm-hmm.
I would do literally anything else because I don't cook.
I'm not going to cook like a Michelin star fucking dinner at home. But I mean, whatever, dude. I mean, I guess sometimes you want to treat yourself. I mean, I've done it with steak, I guess, but that's still like different. Like I'm not like whisking up steak butter and doing all this fancy shit.
I can see Dustin doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
He's a foodie.
Mm-hmm. Nice. But yeah, this is a pretty epic meal that she's making for herself. Unfortunately, she doesn't get to eat it, so. But yeah, so she's basically just using her laptop to, you know, do the recipe. I mean, I do that. Like every Thanksgiving, I always have my iPad just set up. So when I'm cooking all the other stuff and have all the recipes right there. She got her cat, which apparently her cat's a bitch, as she tells her friend later on.
I think that's pretty cool.
That is pretty
I think
funny.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But yeah, so I guess the book, the first book that she got, like, had success with was called Midnight Mass, which is actually another Mike Flanagan production that he did for Netflix. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, he ended up doing that.
So was that before this movie or after this movie?
I think this was before. So my guess is he probably, like, thought that was a sweet name for something.
Or, like, hinted to it.
Yeah, like, hinted, like, something he'd been working on, you know, or something like that, and that was the book. So, I don't know, that's kind of cool.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
But yeah, so now she's doing all that. She ends up getting a hit up by her friend Sarah, who's, I guess, her neighbor. Her and her boyfriend John live, you know, down the way a little bit. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of hanging out. And she actually stops by because she's returning a copy of her book that she had just read.
Yeah. As soon as I saw this girl, I was like, and this is rare because, you know, I'm not a huge movie watcher, but this time I'm like, I know this actress. Like, what is she from? And as I'm watching her, I'm like, I know her. Where is she from? And the actress who played Sarah is the Samantha Sloyan. And I was so happy that I figured it out without researching it.
There you go.
It's like, who is this? I was like, oh, she's in Grey's. She's in Grey's Anatomy. And she was also on Scandal. Both fucking fantastic shows.
Both shows I have watched.
They're both Shondaland.
Okay.
Shonda Rhimes. So, but they were, I was just very happy with myself that I remembered that.
Nice. That's awesome. But, yeah, so, I mean, they're basically, you know, quote unquote, talking back and forth. You know, Sarah's kind of working on her sign language and stuff like that. And I don't know, it's kind of cool because
I think it's an awesome scene.
Yeah, you don't like really see this too often, you know, where it's just like you don't have to completely make it all about them being deaf or blind or whatever. It's just the scene feels just like two women hanging out. You know, there's not a special like, oh, she's deaf. And like, that's like the focus that a lot of movies fucking do for some reason. It's just hanging out, having a conversation.
Yeah. And I thought it was like, I thought Sarah in this movie did like a really good job of like, you know, she's learning it, but she's not quite there yet. Mm-hmm. She's got some things and, you know, she's trying to learn it because, you know, she loves her friend.
Yeah, exactly.
I just thought the whole scene was just like, it was a really good scene,
especially when she like fucks up and says like she's trying to say like you're a great like storyteller and says kiss her instead because she fucked up the sign.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think that's so cool. It seemed so like I knew it wasn't improvised, but it almost kind of like seemed like it was just that natural
something like that. No, that's cool. Do you know any sign language?
No, I should, because they say it's good to like teach kids it. And
yeah,
I know like maybe two. I know a couple signs. I know like half of the alphabet.
Okay. Yeah, like I remember about half of the alphabet. I used to know the whole thing though too. Like I used to know the whole thing and like a couple of other things. Like I remember like this is like asshole or something like that. You know.
Why we have, kind of you thing. Always know the swear words exactly. in every language. That's
like the first thing I learn when I'm learning in every new language.
Any language.
How do I curse somebody out? I want to be able to do it in their native tongue so they know I'm fucking serious. So they know
I'm talking to them.
Exactly. But luckily, Maddie can read lips pretty well, so that definitely helps with their conversation. So, I mean, like I said, they're just kind of hanging out, and then all of a sudden, the most insane alarm in the world fucking goes off.
That scared me.
Oh, yeah.
But it's funny, because I was like, wow, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, there needs to be a smoke detector like that for deaf people.
Yeah.
Because how else would they know unless they're actually in the midst of smoke?
Mm.
You know?
Well, I think one of the things that they meant that she said too was that it was also to try to like alert the neighbors as well, which is why it was so loud and like flashing and everything like that. I mean, even though she is like, you can't see Sarah's house, but I think like that's the idea of like other people to be able to hear it because it's so fucking loud.
It's so loud, and then the strobe lights, that's going to wake you up regardless, you know?
Yeah.
And then she also talks about that she can feel the vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
of it. So, you know, utilizing her other senses. But I was just like, holy shit, that's a invention that's important that I didn't realize was important. Yeah. You know what I mean? That I didn't realize. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, shit.
It's like right. You see it and you're like, yeah, that's completely fucking necessary.
Yeah,
like, it's a absolutely. Good thing that we have those.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is, for people that can hear, it's the most insane alarm ever.
You'll think that's a nuclear bomb alarm. I know, right? What is happening?
She's just run down to the basement and hide. I know. Oh, man. But yeah, so unfortunately, she burned her dinner while they were talking, so.
Now, you know, that is something I would do.
That is, yeah, that's tragic. That was a rack of lamb, too. Yeah. Like,
I would have still tried to eat it.
I mean, yeah, depends on how well done it is, I suppose.
It was well done.
Yep. So, yeah, so after that, Sarah ends up leaving. You know, Maddie goes back and tries to continue writing. And then we get to fucking Creepy Craig, our fucking ex-boyfriend, starts just going on. Well,
no, he doesn't. He sends her one text.
He sends her one text, and then she... Okay, well, first off, okay, let's put this in perspective a little bit. Because they've been broken up for a year.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, completely unprompted, he just texts her, "Thought of you today." It's just like... What response?
I know. Do you first of all, you like, don't respond to that. She did the right thing.
Yeah, it's like, dude, Craig, shut the fuck up. But then she does make the mistake of, you know, calling him, and then immediately is like, ah, oh, fuck, like I don't want to talk.
But
to
then
this
she
asshole.
Does it again.
Does she? I thought she only did it the one time.
I thought she did it twice.
I thought she only did it the one time, and then Craig just kept calling and calling and calling because he's a fucking creeper.
I thought she did it twice.
Okay.
And then he called her back. And then she didn't answer it. And I'm like, well, you called him twice. Maybe he thinks something's wrong.
I mean, maybe.
You called him twice.
I don't remember the second time. I don't know. I'll have to go and rewatch it.
Well, I remember. To me, I thought it was twice.
Okay.
Because I was just like, why did she do that? Like, it's not weird that he called you back because you called him twice in a row. I mean, I don't know. I
still don't like Craig. Fuck Craig. So.
Well, lucky for you, we never see
him. We never meet Craig, yeah, which is awesome. He's literally just a face on a screen.
Which is also weird.
That gets hit ignore.
Like. Right.
But yeah, so, you know, nighttime comes. Like I said, fucking Creepy Craig still fucking hitting her up and shit. But we see, this is where we meet our killer. And this is, he's played by John Gallagher Jr. You might recognize him from our previous episode, The Belko Experiment.
Yes.
Total fucking 180 between his characters in those movies. I fucking love this guy. This guy's fucking amazing. I think it's fucking tragic that he's not in more shit. Like, he should totally be in more shit.
I 100% agree.
Like, great in fucking Belko. He's great in this.
He scared the shit out of me in this movie, which means he played his part perfectly because, he gave me goosebumps.
Fucking amazing. But yeah, so basically we see him and, well, first we see Sarah because, you know, it's nighttime. She's just kind of chilling out and we see Sarah all of a sudden just out of nowhere. Cause like, this is early in the movie too. Like, I think we're like 10, 12 minutes in.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we see Sarah come back, and she's, like, pounding on the door.
She's, like, pounding on the door or the window.
I don't know why she's pounding on the door. She's fucking deaf. But...
Maybe she's thinking about... Really, she's just trying to move to get her attention.
Well, that's the thing, because she doesn't move. She just stays at that window for some reason.
Well, no, like that's what I'm thinking. Move like this. But you're right.
But it's like, go to another... There's plenty of windows. Like, go to another window.
Well, she probably thought that Maddie was going to see her, like, in her peripheral vision. And she just didn't. I don't know. Was she cleaning up her kitchen at that time? Or what was she doing?
She kind of was. She was kind of just like, yeah, cleaning up a little bit. And also trying to write. And, you know, just doing both. You know, but, I mean... You could just go around to another window. She just stays right there. Like, why aren't you helping me? It's like, you fucking idiot. She's deaf.
Oh my gosh.
She's fucking deaf.
That was a very terrifying moment though.
It was, because as she's fucking pounding on the door, all of a sudden she takes a bolt to the back. And I'm like, oh shit, she's being fucking hunted by Daryl from The Walking Dead. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Oh my God, I know.
But yeah, so all of a sudden this guy just kind of shows up behind her and just stabs her an excessive amount of times, I would say.
And
like,
that was
a completely unnecessary amount of times.
That was a horrendous kill.
Oh, yeah.
That was horrendous.
So, I mean, he literally just comes up behind her, grabs her, and just starts shanking her in the fucking kidney. And just, like, repeatedly, like, again and again and again until she stops moving.
And it's not like an 80s horror movie where they just, like, you know, you hear the screams and you see the blood. No, like, you're... Oh, like, you see it. Like,
you're right in Sarah's face, like, as this is happening.
That was horrible.
Yeah. This is an extremely mean-spirited kill. Like, this is just fucking mean.
And he's wearing a mask.
Yes.
At this time, a really fucking creepy mask.
He's wearing an awesome fucking mask.
So scary.
Like, it's almost, like, so simplistic because it's just, like, a super white face.
That's,
you know,
right. Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much it. But that combined with the hat and everything.
Did it have a smiley face on it?
It might have been like a little bit of a smiley
face.
There
was like a, yeah.
Like, or just like a slight up, you know, uptick around the corners, you know.
Yes.
Not a full blown smiley face, but like just a little like, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, the mask was fucking great. Like, it had really deep eye holes too. So it felt like the eyes were sunken in and everything like that. Like, it's I don't know. It just looked really cool. Oh, man. But so after he gets done stabbing her, he kind of knocks on the door and the window a little bit. But of course, you know, Maddie pays him no attention because she's deaf.
So at first I thought, because, you know, we don't know who this guy is.
No,
we never know
who he is.
Right. But I couldn't tell in the beginning if he was just kind of playing a game because he already knew she was deaf, or that he was just now finding out.
Well, like, this is when he, like, figures it out.
Is this just now?
Yeah, this is just now. Because he's expecting to just continue on. You know, he's going to tap. She'll turn, scream, run away, whatever. You know, like, he probably has this envisioned how it's going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
But then gets that curveball. Because
he
just slowly realizes, like, wait a minute. Like, okay. Could have some fucking fun with this.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what he decides to do. So after this, my next note is, Jesus Christ, Craig, take the fucking hint. Because Craig's hitting her up again. Being all fucking creepy and shit. But meanwhile, while she's ducking Craig, the killer ends up sneaking into the house undetected because, you know, Maddie's distracted. She's actually ends up doing a video call with her sister, Max, which is what we were talking about earlier,
right,
where she's talking about her coming back to the city and all that. So yeah, the killer, though, I mean, he enters the house immediately, proving that Sarah should have just moved and tried to go somewhere else, because somewhere there is an easily accessible door or window, because immediately gets in. He just
because it's not like he broke in.
No, he just walks right in. So I don't know what dumbass Sarah was doing. I don't know, but whatever. So he does. And while she's on the video call, though, he does go and steal her cell phone, and he almost gets busted because Max, when they're talking, she's like,
"Who's there? Who's that?"
Yeah, she's like looking behind her. Yeah, and it's like, "Who's that?" And she's like, nobody's here. I was like, oh, okay. I like, thought I saw something, but all right.
All I'm saying is, if somebody said that to me, I would check my whole fucking house. Like, if I lived by myself in an isolated area, and she's like, who was that back there? I'd be like, what?
Like, what are you talking about?
Where's my phone? Then I'd find out my phone is missing. And then I would have just, well, I would have died then. Because the guy's in the house.
Yeah. Game over.
I guess the movie would have ended real quick for me.
It would have been a short. So.
But still, I wouldn't have just been like, oh, it's probably my cat.
Yeah.
Like, that is so not what I would have done.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you mentioned the cat, because after this, at this point, she's kind of going around trying to feed her cat and, like, looking for him, and she can't find it. And I'm just like, okay, dude, like if you killed the fucking cat, like I don't like you anymore, dude. Like right now you're pretty fucking, as far as just serial killer serial killers in movies go, you're pretty fucking badass so far.
Yeah.
Like you got vicious when it comes to the kills. You got this sense of whimsy because now you're playing with this deaf chick. Like, you know, you're kind of a fun villain here. But if you killed the damn cat, like that's not cool.
Yeah.
But he does do something which is pretty fun as well, because he starts sending her pictures to her laptop.
I got chills during this. Honestly, when I started watching this movie, I was watching it by myself at night, and I'm just like, I'm sitting here and I'm just like,
what the fuck?
Nope. I don't know that I can watch the rest of this right now, because this is so fucking scary. Because yeah, she gets the text from her phone to her laptop.
To her laptop.
And she's like, what the fuck is this? And she's getting all these pictures of behind her, pictures of herself, like somebody staring at her.
It's just progressively going along to what she was doing. And then eventually when it lands on the picture of exactly what she's doing right there,
right,
like
then.
It's so good. Fucking good.
Nope. And I felt like she wasn't scared enough. I mean, I don't know how it'd be at that time, but like, especially seeing a picture of somebody, you know, taking a picture of you in that moment, I'd be like, they also have my phone. Mm-hmm. Like, these are coming from my phone. So they have my phone and they're in my house. Like, I guess I don't know how I would react.
I don't know.
But like, I don't know. I don't know what I would do.
I'm not sure. Well, I mean, she does kind of panic a little bit and go around and start locking the doors and stuff like that. But then she ends up seeing the mass figure outside.
But then what I thought was really fucking smart of this movie was, because this is 2016, right?
Yes.
So like she, you know, they kind of answered all the technology questions. Mm-hmm. So she immediately goes to her laptop.
Yep.
And then, you know, she tries to connect to, you know, does he turn off her Wi-Fi?
He basically what he does is he cuts the whole power to the house, which kills the internet. Like, that takes out the Wi-Fi as well.
But then she tried to connect to her neighbor's Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
But she didn't know the password.
Yeah, she didn't know the password. And then he's able to confirm that that's not an issue because... Well, at least assume that that's not an issue, because he looks at her phone and finds the same Wi-Fi and sees that there's a password. And he's probably like, okay, she probably doesn't know the password.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you would think she probably, like, she would if they were, that close of friends. But, I mean, maybe not, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and also you have to think, like, that girl's just learning sign language. Like, that shows me that maybe they haven't known each other for that long.
That's true. That's true.
Maybe like a year, or maybe she broke up with her boyfriend.
I was going to say, they might have met when she moved out there. You know?
Right. That's
she hasn't been out there for that long, I'd assume.
Yeah. So
I could see that. I could see it both ways, mm-hmm. depending on how long they've been friends.
Right.
I know. It's just during that initial meeting that we see with them, it seems like they've been friends since they were kids. You know, that's just like kind of the vibe that they have. But I mean, sometimes, you know, you just get to that point quick.
See, I didn't get that vibe. Like I said, I felt like if they were friends since they were kids, or at least since they were 13, you know, when she got sick, I feel like that girl would be maybe more fluent in ASL.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, but she can also read lips. That's hard. I don't know.
I'd be like, you can read lips. I'm like, yeah, you're fine.
Yeah. Either way,
I'll text you. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. But I did appreciate that they went through all that. They're like, okay, what technologies do we have now? What can we explain away?
Yeah.
Like, because there's so many times in movies, it's like, dude, well, why didn't this person just do this? That's a hole in the story. Well, they went through all that stuff, and I don't know. I appreciated that.
No, I like that, too, because that would have been really dumb if, like, she was running around the whole time and could have just fucking pulled out, you know, or grabbed her computer and connected to something there. Like, that would have been dumb.
Yeah. But now, the one thing I was trying to think, I'm like, well, gosh. I mean, obviously, nobody expects this to happen, but if I am deaf, if I'm mute, like, if my, like, I need to have, like, plan B, plan C, plan D on how to contact people. Like, I was like, I'd probably be wearing a life alert.
I was going to say, you're going to get a life alert.
Yeah, I'm serious.
I feel like I've fallen and I can't get up.
Hell yeah, man.
That's not a bad idea. She should have a life alert would have saved her ass in this movie, honestly. Movie would have been five minutes.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Movie would have been 5 minutes, though.
I
can't believe the commercial stole that line from Urkel. Like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck?
Is that from Urkel?
Well, yeah, that was his thing. Like, he always fell and he can't get up. And then, like, they had their life alert commercial. And, like, it just shows this little old lady, like, lying. She's, like, lying on her back like a fucking turtle. And she's like, I'm falling. I can't get up. It's, like, it's not supposed to be hilarious, but it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
She's, like, wiggling her fucking, like, arms and shit.
Yeah, she needed a life alert.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming those are battery powered. I'm assuming if you're power, like, I don't know how those
probably,
work.
It's probably like a watch battery or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's something like that.
Yeah.
So then, I don't know.
But that's just what sends a signal to the police department, you know, and
yeah,
that's it.
Well, she needed that. Life alert.
Yeah, life alert would have wrapped this movie up pretty quick. But unfortunately, Maddie did not have a life alert because she's not fucking 80. So where are we at? Okay. So at this point, the killers cut the power to the house. We see him go over to her car and he just starts stabbing the fuck out of her tires, which is great too. Like, just while she's watching, just right in front, just looking right at her, like, hey, fuck you. I'm like doing all this shit.
Every time I saw this, my heart just dropped even further. Like, me, I was, like, getting sick, like, watching this movie as a woman.
I know, right?
I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, I turned it off. Like, I couldn't, I turned it off. I needed a break from it. Because I was like, I got to watch something
else. It's, like, too real.
I was like, I got to watch something, like, funnier, yeah, before I go to bed.
Let's put on like a couple episodes of Seinfeld or something like that. Let's run a couple of those. Yeah, see, there you go.
Wow. Like, I couldn't. That was really rough because it's so, like, it feels so real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like there's any, like, supernatural shit in this. Like, this is all, like, stuff that can happen. And you're
and
like,
oh, has had happened.
Horrible.
Like, multiple fucking times. Not exactly like this, but the idea, like, yeah, this happens all the time.
Yeah. Fucking scary.
Yeah, I know, right? But yeah, so no power in the house, you know, punctured all of her tires, and, I mean, Maddie and kind of just a Hail Mary last try to get this guy the fuck out of here, basically grabs her lipstick and then writes on the window so he can see it. Basically says, won't tell, didn't see face, boyfriend coming home.
You know, I thought that was, she's like a smart cookie.
She, like, is. She really is. But, like, I mean, it was just like, I mean, obviously it was just a fucking Hail Mary, you know, like bluff, like super bluff. Like, you know, Creepy Craig ain't coming over. So, don't have to worry about that. But, he ends up doing something really fucking surprising here at this point, which is his response is fucking amazing because what he does is because, you know, like I said, he's wearing a mask and he's like, oh, I didn't see your face. And he's standing right at the window while doing this.
I mean, they're face to face.
And his response to that is all he does is take off his mask.
And when I saw that, I was like, oh.
I was like, dude, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Oh my God.
That's such an amazing fucking move. Like, it's so great.
That's kind of like the, I don't care what you see because you're gonna die.
You're gonna die.
So it doesn't matter.
I'm gonna fucking kill you. But yeah, so he removes his mask and basically, you know, asks her if she can read lips. And of course, you know, she ends up saying yes. Basically, just goes over and says he's going to have some fun with her, take his time and enjoy it. He also, that part where he was repeating her conversation with her sister back to her to tell her that, like, you don't have a fucking boyfriend coming home. Like, you're so full of shit. Like, it's so good.
And she's just sitting there like, good. Oh my God.
Like, motherfucker. Like, It's fantastic. But he basically ends it with, I can come in anytime I want. I'll see you soon. And just walks away.
I'll see you soon.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Fantastic. I don't know if he says that, but he should have. I would have said it.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I mean, for the next good bit of this movie, it's basically just them kind of going back and forth. At one point, he grabs Sarah and he's like knocking on the window with her and shit like she's a fucking puppet.
Well, and this was but like because at this point, Maddie has no idea that he's killed anybody else.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Maddie has no idea that whole initial murder scene.
Mm-hmm.
And well, and at this time too, not just, but Maddie, like, even before this was happening, Maddie was like running because, you know, she can't hear him. So she was kind of like watching to see where he was walking around the house and kind of like making sure she kept him in eyesight.
Yeah, she's just trying to get, you know, visual on him. So.
Oh, just everything about this full, like, middle of this movie where she's just trying to keep an eye on him and he's just fucking with her, like. I mean, it was making me sick. I couldn't like take too much of it, awesome. But I was like, oh my God.
Well, I mean, that's basically what we're doing for the next half hour.
Yeah, and honestly. You're just waiting, like, you're just waiting until.
For them to clash, you
right,
know?
Right. And it's just like that tension, like that tension just like, it was almost too much for me at first. I was like, oh my God.
But yeah, I mean, it takes her a minute to actually see him fucking with Sarah. I love this guy, even though he seems confused about how deafness works, but you know, it's like knocking on the thing. It's like, dude, she can't hear you. Like, what are you doing? Like, just, she'll get around there eventually and see you, but like, stop acting like this is how you're going to try to get his attention.
He's like, she's going to see it eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably
will. Let's see how long it takes her to see it.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, so after this, Maddie ends up triggering her car alarm with her keys to kind of distract him, which is actually a really good idea because it completely works. Because her plan is, since he's got her phone, she knows that Sarah has her phone on her.
Mm-hmm.
Because we saw that shot of Sarah's ass earlier. That extended shot that was her putting her phone in her back pocket. Right. Now, I thought that was just some good cinematography, but there was actually a reason for showing that for that long.
I figured there was a reason, but then I forgot about it because I'm like, that's a very specific shot.
I saw, like, seeing it the first time, I'm like, nice. Like,
dang.
But I mean, like, I don't know. Like, it's a direct shot on her ass. Like, and I'm like, dude, like, how is Mike getting away with this with fucking Katie being on set?
That is how a man's brain versus a woman's brain goes. You thought, nice. And I was like, huh, that's very specific. I wonder if that means anything. Like, not even that's what I thought.
I didn't even see her phone. So. I don't know. Sarah was cute. I don't usually go for the gingers. You know, the whole like lack of a soul kind of thing. Like, it's kind of a turnoff. But you know, like, Sarah was cute though. But yeah. So while, I mean, that's one of the greatest things about this too. Sorry, I'm just gonna like side ramble here for a second. Is John Gallagher's character doesn't even have a name. He's just credited in the movie as the man.
Oh, is that what, like, it was?
That's
the man?
It. He's just the guy.
Like, I mean, because you know, I mean, really, you know literally nothing about this guy.
Like, he just find shows out, up.
Like, even throughout the movie, like, this isn't ruining anything. You don't know a single detail about, you never learn one single detail about this guy.
Nothing.
Literally nothing.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and it didn't need to.
No.
You didn't need to know anything about this guy.
If you would have had, like, any sort of flashback with him, it would have ruined it.
Yeah, you know what?
Totally,
I agree.
It would have fucking ruined it.
And I normally wouldn't really think that way, but this, you did not need to know one thing about this guy. Mm.
The less you know about him, the better.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But, yeah, so basically, you know, he goes running over to the car to get it to stop because, you know, it's car alarm. It's extremely loud. That could draw somebody if somebody's wandering nearby, that kind of thing. But while he's doing that, she goes for the phone and everything, and also has her keys on her. But the killer ends up making its way back, almost gets her a little bit, but Maddie's able to wound him with a knife in the arm a little bit. Unfortunately, though, while she was escaping, she dropped Sarah's phone as well, and then also dropped her keys. So, damn yes, it. Maddie's smart, but she's a little clumsy. You know, it happens. But yeah, I mean, it's just more, you know, just more running and hiding at this point. She ends up trying to escape again. The killer tries shooting at her with his crossbow a couple times, which I gotta say, the crossbow as just a straight up like slasher murder weapon, pretty fucking awesome.
We've seen it in several movies.
I know, but this is like a
because
this is like a nice like modern one, you know, and shit like that. Like it's just I don't know.
Honestly,
it's pretty awesome.
That showed me like that this is a literal game to him.
Oh,
like
100%,
he didn't come with a gun. He didn't come with like he's in the woods with a fucking bow.
Yep.
Like
he's hunting.
This is a fucking game.
Oh man, but. So at one point, I mean, this is another good move. It's unfortunate it doesn't work out for her, but at one point while she's keeping eyes on him and trying to figure out a way to escape, she takes the flashlight and throws it into the woods to try to distract him, mm-hmm. which it did a little bit, but then he got wise to it pretty quick and ends up shooting her in the leg.
When she threw that out, she was just trying to escape. Was she on the roof?
Yeah, she was on the roof, basically. So she was like trying to like huck it up like nice and high and then had the light out in the woods for him to go get it. But then, you know, he ended up getting her and then she crawled back inside and, you know.
And this is where, is this where she goes into the bathroom?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay.
Not yet. Because they end up having a, like during the scuffle, this is when she actually steals the crossbow from him.
Oh, right.
Because they get into another scuffle, like up on the roof, and you know, she ends up knocking him off and actually steals the crossbow from him, like in the process, which is pretty good. Yeah. You know, like good for her. But then, like, literally gets back into the house and gets the window closed just in time. Mm-hmm. And then they have this awesome little freaking stare down at each other, you know, which is great. There's a lot of that, too, where they're just, like, face-to-face, you know? Like, it's almost like a, you know, like a fight marquee, you know?
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, you're right.
It's fucking
awesome.
That's
a good way to say it.
Yeah. But, yeah, so she gets back inside, does some Metal Gear Solid 3 fucking healing herself with, you know, pouring alcohol on the bandage and wrapping herself up and shit. I will say, if anything is going to get a sound out of her, this would. Because she just yanks the bolt out and then has the alcohol in there and just pours it on there. Basically, like, you know, shoves a bunch of stuff in her mouth to, I assume, just bite down on.
I thought the same
like,
thing.
I was thinking that, too. I was like, I thought you couldn't make audible noises. Like, what, are you going to yell when this happens? Like, what the fuck? But it's probably just to bite down on, because that hurts like a son of a bitch. Oh, man. So after that, we meet John Stanley. John Stanley, who's the smartest dumb guy I've seen in a horror movie in a while. But yeah, so he arrives over at the house because obviously he got home.
And this Sarah, is Sarah's boyfriend.
This is Sarah's boyfriend. Sarah wasn't at home. So, I mean, you know, he probably just thought, you know, she's over at Maddie's. Like, they hang out all the time. But he arrives and the house is all dark and everything's kind of fucked up. But I mean, this is a fucking great move by the fucking killer. Cause he's just kind of standing on the back porch and all of a sudden he just comes running around acting like a cop. And he's just like, you know, has
with
his flashlight.
With his flashlight. Through.
Yeah. Drained and everything. Like, you know, looking like one. He's like, get down. It's like, what the fuck? It's like, This is such a great move, but yeah, John's kind of dumb at first. Because number one, be like, show me your fucking badge, dude. Like, right. I'm always being
show
like,
me your badge.
Show me your ID.
And like, where's your car?
And where's your car? Where's your uniform? Where's your gun?
And I think maybe at first, it, you know, obviously kind of caught him off guard. And he was flashing the flashlight, like, in his
he
eyes.
He was trying to, like, blind him so he couldn't see him that right. well, too.
Right.
But, like, eventually, like, John ends up putting the pieces together. So, like I said, he's, like, the smartest dumb guy I've seen in a horror movie in a while.
But if you ever,
but people, like, do not get down on your knees before you fucking
verify. If someone
verify.
Ever comes to your house and says they are the police,
yeah,
just ask for their badge
Show
first.
Me the fucking badge.
You are not being, you know, an asshole. Just ask them for their badge.
Fuck that. Be an asshole. Like.
Well, no, so, I'm just saying, right. that's well, not just, an asshole.
No, like, if it's you're, not, but I mean...
Because if they're a real police officer, they would understand.
Yeah,
they exactly. wouldn't get mad if you ask them
well,
for their
badge. They'll get fucking mad, but
well,
fuck
them.
Fuck them, okay?
Like, they I'm would sorry. Understand why you're asking.
Yeah, exactly.
Just show me.
Yeah, it's like, show me your fucking thing. It's like, you're out of uniform, too. Because I think he ends up, while they're talking, he says he's a deputy. So it's like, dude, like, you got the, like, where's your fucking tan, you know, khaki colored fucking uniform and shit? Like, what the hell's going on?
So, well,
somebody stole your car, your gun, your radio, and your clothes and dressed you up in this? Like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah. And so, I mean, every so often they'll do kind of like a flashback to John's face, and you kind of see him eyeing him up and down.
You see, like, him starting to put the pieces together. I'm like, this is fucked up. Like, what the hell's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
But, so they're, you know, they're just kind of talking for a minute there. He ends up getting his hands on John's phone because he asked him if he can borrow it so he can call it in.
And that was another thing.
Yeah.
Well, dude, if you're a police officer, you always have a phone. Yeah. You have something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can I borrow your phone? No.
Yeah.
Where is your button? Absolutely not.
Yeah. I would be like, yeah, you know what? I'll call it in for you. Don't worry about that. You know, like, I'll call it in.
Absolutely.
Like,
I'm not real,
like, sorry, dude, but you're pretty suspicious here, so I'll go ahead and call your backup for you. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like I said, like, John's kind of starting to put the shit together, and he basically sends him down to the end of the porch because he mentions that he thinks that Maddie has a key in the flower pot that's down there. So he kind of sends him down there,
which that was a nice move on his part.
Yeah, it was. But he's getting ready to attack him, and like this part's fucking awesome. It's so awesome because like John's about to make a move on him.
John's about to kill him. John is a huge, big guy.
Yeah, John's a big
guy.
John's
a big guy.
He's about to fuck him up.
Compared to the killer, the killer is much smaller than that guy. He's a big guy. And he's onto him. He's got a rock in his hand.
He's got a rock in his hand. He's about to bash him in the fucking head.
He's about to fucking bash his brains in because he knows.
But Maddie, master of timing over here, ends up knocking on the back door, distracts him, and the killer just shoves a knife into his neck really quick. Just a perfect fucking
this
shot.
This was just
in and
the
out.
Timing could not have been worse. And I thought at first, that he was going to see Maddie at some point, and that would be the way that he would kind of, like, you know, he'd pick up the rock and start to get suspicious.
Yeah.
But
he was already suspicious, but then, like, you just, because this shot is fucking great.
But I did not expect this.
Because it's just like a close-up of John's face, and he's, like, looking, and he sees her, and you see him, like, oh, that's confusing. And then you just, all of a sudden, out of frame, see the knife come in and just stick him in the neck, in and out really quick, right by the, you know, carotid artery, like, right where it needs to be, and just, that's, I mean, he does end up putting up a pretty good fight, but that's fucking lights off for John.
Ugh. And the thing, honestly, though, I did think that Maddie really, really missed out on this part. Because at this point, so John is bleeding out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he, like, comes out of nowhere. He still starts to, he puts this guy in a chokehold.
He does.
And he gets him to the ground. this is the point that Maddie's like, hey, this guy is living long enough to save my life. So I'm going to run out there. This is the time you kill that murderer.
Yeah.
This is the time.
It's like, you need to run out there and finish him off.
Because
in the kitchen. Like, he's got him. Like, John's fucked.
You've got him. He is for that moment. Mm-hmm. And you know, time is ticking because John is going to pass out.
Yep.
But like, for this moment in time, this guy cannot move. Mm-hmm. So you go out there and
step.
Right.
Step. Just right. Take care of business and finish this.
Right. And so I thought that was a very big missed opportunity there. And, you know, obviously.
But I mean, at the same point, she's like, fuck, like, you just killed him and he's freaking the fuck out. Yeah. You know, right. And everything, so. Like,
in that scenario.
But in a.
I can't say I'd do this. No. I'd be freaking out the fuck out, too. Yeah.
But in the perfect, you know, scenario, like, that was your shot.
Yeah. Like, if she had to relive that again, like, if she would, she's like, you know what? That would have been a good time. But, you know, she also just got stabbed in the leg. Exactly. She's not feeling good. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not in the right mind.
Yeah, she's not feeling too great.
No.
But, yeah, like you said, because it is awesome. Because, like, John goes down and you're like, all right, well, that's the end of John. But then all of a sudden he just has this, like, surge of adrenaline where he just, like, pounces on him and shit.
I mean, I really did think that's. She was going to be able to do something that was going to allow her to do something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what, get her phone back. I don't know. Yeah, something. Yeah, something. Even if she didn't kill him.
Mm.
Do something.
Yeah. I mean, that was definitely her moment. But fortunately, it didn't work out that way.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out that well for John either, because he just eventually succumbed to his injuries. And then while he was finishing off dying, he was just getting heckled by fucking John Gallagher. Like, he's just like walking around him just talking shit while he's bleeding out.
Well, here's the thing, though. I was thinking, I mean, yeah, it's obviously sucks that he died. But he was going to find out that his wife died. He did not even find that out yet.
No.
You know, he never found out that his wife was murdered. However, if you remember, and we forgot to talk about this, I think when it was something, I don't know if it was when they were passing the phone or the murderer took something out of his pocket. Remember, earring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was another key moment to where that's when he confirmed, like, okay, this is fucked up. I'm gonna try to get him. Like, I think that was
his wife's earring.
Yeah, that was her earring. So he recognized that and was like, that's weird. Like, why do you have, you know,
like, something is wrong. Like, why would a cop?
Something is fucked up. Yeah,
right. Something is wrong. So he was ready to kill this guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the murderer even said, like, oh, dude, I would have lost that fight.
Like, oh yeah, he's like, what? I have like a 2 out of 10 chance of like beating you, big some bitch. Like,
right. Yeah.
But yeah, I just love it that he's just going around just talking shit. Yeah. I'm like, dude.
But John never found out that his wife was murdered. So, I mean, obviously it wasn't a good thing that he got murdered, clearly. But if you're going to look at, if you're going to look at any sort of good thing, like, they're together. And neither of them realized that each other were murdered.
I'm sure both of them are looking up at Maddie, and, you know, they're together now, and it's just, you know, everything's worked out. So.
but
they're down there looking up at her and, you know, wishing her the best. And I don't know, John was probably okay. John and Sarah were probably fine.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. But, but yeah, so anyway, back to Maddie. This is when she just starts going through all the fucking scenarios, which I kind of like this because this is cool. It's like she has this whole inner monologue going on.
And she said it's in her mother's voice, which I found was very interesting.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so they're just, you know, she's just going through all the scenarios and just realizes, like, okay, like, I'm basically bleeding out at this point. Like, if I just make a run for it, I'm probably going to bleed out and he's just going to catch me and kill me. If I hide and try to wait him out, I don't have the time to do that because I'm bleeding out. So, like, I just have to fucking fight. And then, holy shit, man, just cue the fucking Rocky music. Like, let's fucking go. That would have gone perfectly. Like, right here, it's like, right as she's ready to go, just dun, 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 dun. Like, it would have been fucking great. I almost want to cut that into the movie just to see how well that works.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, she decides like that's the only.
She's like, I have to kill him.
She's like, I have to fight.
She didn't even say fight. I think she said, I have to kill him.
Yeah. Like that's the only.
She's right.
Yeah. So like that's the only way you're getting out of here alive. You have to end him.
Because this guy has showed you that he has no remorse. He's got no rules to the game. He's just doing.
Nope. He's just doing his
thing. He's not going to stop until you're dead. So you can't even just get him arrested. You have to kill him.
No, exactly. Yeah, you definitely have to kill him. So, like you said, he's he's just kind of hanging out outside, just talking shit to a John. I like how he steals his smokes. That's a nice little touch. Yeah. Like pulls it. That's those things will kill you, John. Like what the fuck?
I forgot about that. Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah. But then he's about to fucking kill the cat for no goddamn reason. Like, dude, not cool. You can kill all the people you want. Don't kill the fucking cats. All right.
Can I tell you, at this point here, I actually had this like amazing ending for this movie. And I go, oh my God, I know exactly what's going to happen. Because they keep showing little bits of this cat. I thought that without me seeing the end of this movie yet, my thought at this point was, oh my God, her cat keeps getting out. And they specifically showed like, I don't know if it was like a phone number or an address. I thought somebody was going to find that cat, bring it back to her house, and then like
get murdered.
No, get murdered, and then as well. I thought that like save the day. Somehow like that was gonna save like, the day. Like her cat running away was going to save her because somebody was gonna bring, you know, somebody's gonna bring him back, and I didn't know who, maybe some guy that just carries a fucking shotgun in his truck. I don't know.
Exactly.
But I really, especially because every so like the cat would just come in just every so often. And I'm just like, dude, someone's going to find that cat. And this is how she's going to, because she's got no other way to call him right now. She's got nothing. But someone's going to come because of this fucking cat. And I thought for sure I was going to be right.
That would have been cool. Kitty fucking saves the day. But
yeah,
that's not what ends up
happening. Or I thought the boyfriend somehow was going to come, but that never happened.
Ex-boyfriend. Yeah, Creeper Craig. Yeah,
because you know
he can stay in New York. Fuck that guy.
But you know, I thought because he was in it enough in the beginning that you, it's kind of one of those things where you think it might come back.
Yeah,
you know,
with the amount of times he was calling her, you're almost like just waiting for him to show up at like the very end.
Right, but I thought for sure like the fucking cat. It's gonna be the cat.
That would have been amazing too if he just showed up. Just like John, and then immediately got killed too. Just immediately gets taken out. It's like, no, we're not doing that.
And she's just like, thank you.
She's like, all right, cool. It's like, all right, well, I appreciate that one, but fuck Craig. Craig sucks. Fucking creeper.
She called him.
She called him once by mistake. I'm going.
It was
once.
Not by mistake.
I remember once.
It was twice, and it was purposeful. And then she hung up. So, of course, he's going to call her back.
Nope.
Yes, that is exactly what happened.
Nope. Not in my movie.
Why? Just because she's hot? You want to think that?
I mean, it doesn't hurt. But no, I honestly don't remember a second call.
I do.
I really don't. All right. Next time, I'm going to keep an eye out for that next time I watch it.
Just the Mandela effect.
I mean, maybe, yeah. I mean, in all honesty, I was probably just like typing something or taking a note when that happened and I just missed it. So I keep an eye out for it next time. Oh. Still, though, he hits her up like 8 fucking times. I'm like, it's excessive. And stop texting your ex a year later. Thought of you today. Like, shut the fuck up, dude. Just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. I don't recommend you doing that.
Yeah, don't do that. All right, just let it go.
That's not going to, you're not going to get an, oh my God, I love you too text back. You're not going to get.
Yeah, that's not what's going to happen.
You're going to get blocked.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get so, .. question mark. And you know what? If you do that, you're going to fucking deserve it. So. But thankfully, Maddie shows up with the crossbow and saves Bitch Kitty just in time. So that's great. Cause she blasts him right in the shoulder. Cause that was like part of her pep talk too. She's just like, well, I have one shot with this crossbow. I would have to get it perfect. So just come up with this plan to try to slow him down with it. So she ends up hitting him in the shoulder, I think. Mm-hmm. But now he's bleeding all over the place. And like we said earlier, she only had that one shot. So after she does that, she tries to retreat inside. But with being shot herself, she's a little slow.
Right.
And she ends up getting her wrist slammed in the door.
This is gnarly.
And then... Look at my note.
No!
So just to preface this for everybody else. Okay, basically what happens is she ends up getting her hand caught in the door, and then he stomps on it with his boot. And if you just heard Amanda right there, literally what my note says for this part is that's pretty gnarly.
Well, so, it's gnarly.
It is. It's gnarly
as
fuck.
That is the most, like, perfect description. I can't.
Yes.
I can't describe that any differently than it was gnarly, because yeah. I feel like you could picture what a gnarly hand would look like.
Yeah, because I mean, he smashes her wrist in the door and then just stomps on it a bunch of times just to fuck with her, just to be a dick, and then just lets her go inside and lock the door. But finally, you know, Maddie kind of pulls her shit together. And I mean, Maddie overall in this movie is pretty fucking badass.
She does
a lot of smart things. You know, they don't always work out because, you know, the killer's fucking smart too.
Yeah.
But she makes a lot of smart moves. And, well, you know, at this point.
Well, is this the point where, because remember, well, because she was kind of like practicing with the bow and whatever, or trying to like, but have we already got the spot? Because there were tally marks on that bow.
Oh, on the bow?
On the bow.
Real? Okay.
Did you miss that?
Yeah, I missed that.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, she looked at it. It was so goddamn dark.
There were tally marks on the bow. I don't remember how many there were, but there was like 12 or 13.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yes.
So she looked at that and was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, no, it was, there were tally marks.
All right. I'm going to have to keep an eye out for that next time because that's a great fucking touch.
Yeah.
Is a fantastic touch.
Yep.
And I mean, shit, that's probably just people he killed just with that.
Right.
You know, like he probably didn't kill everybody he's killed.
Oh, like maybe John's tally isn't on there.
Well, I'm just saying in general, like in this guy's past that we don't know anything about, I would just assume that he's like, those are just the ones he's killed with that weapon. So.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Either way, there was like, there was a lot of tally marks.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. Yeah, I'm going to have to keep an eye out for that next time. But yeah, so, you know, Maddie, you know, kind of gets her shit together, and this is fucking badass, but she writes in her own blood on the window, because they're doing another one of their stare downs and shit at this point, and she basically just writes, "Do it, coward." Like, fucking
honestly, yeah,
awesome.
In her own blood.
It's so fucking badass.
Well, and... Oh, she just, well, at this point, she is in a lot of fucking pain.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's in so much pain, so she's probably just like, you know what? Like, there's just a point that you're just like.
She's done. Like, I just want this to be done. Either you die or I die, but either way, this is over.
Either way, just fucking do it. Mm-hmm. Like.
So he takes her advice, and that's what he ends up doing. He ends up going back to the car, grabs a tire iron, and just starts bashing on the glass with the tire iron. Mm-hmm. Another good, you know, good move by her. She runs over to her laptop and basically starts typing out a description of, you know, of the killer.
This is fucking smart.
Yeah. She starts typing out the description. Has a little note for her family, you know, and then like the last part, fucking awesome. She just puts "died fighting," like,
yeah,
fucking amazing.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I thought it was, that was incredible.
Mm.
That, and I don't know. I love that she's like a, you know, sometimes when people are in these movies, you're like, oh, they're so stupid. Like, she's fucking smart.
Yeah,
whole time.
Yeah, the whole time she's really smart. Like, things don't always work, you know, for her, but that, like I said before, the only reason that they don't is because the killer is also smart.
Right.
Which is great, because then you just see this, like, battle of wits fucking taking place here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, that description is great, because he's just like, all right, 5'9", blah, 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 like, you know, green eyes, you know, tattoo on his neck, just all, anything she could think of to describe him, like.
Because we know so little about him.
Yeah.
We know nothing.
Yeah, but yeah, it was a fantastic move. And then just closes it, and I think she just slides it under the couch.
And she was just assuming, like, you know, she's like, well, I'm going to die.
Yeah, he's like, he's probably not going to find that shit, you know, or...
But
yeah, so after that, she grabs a knife and goes and locks herself in the bathroom. This next part is fucking fantastic, though. Because the killer ends up breaking through the bathroom skylight, but she's got her back to it and she's deaf, so she doesn't hear it break and him dropping right behind her.
There are so many times in this movie that are just, it sends just shivers down my fucking spine.
That shot of him just chilling behind her.
The shot.
Just talking. You know?
You just see, like, the initial profile of him just kind of come in, and you're just like, oh!
I love that shot. It actually reminds me a lot of my favorite shot in Halloween, where, like, you start to see the face coming out of the darkness. Like, it reminds me of that.
Oh.
So, which is my favorite shot in any movie ever. So, the fact that they had a little, I mean, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but that's how I'm going to interpret it. So that's a thumbs up for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's like literally just sitting behind her, just talking shit almost.
He's just having fun.
Yeah.
Like, just, he's injured. She's injured. And he's just like, I can fucking say whatever I want because she can't hear me. And this is fun. And he could have killed her right then.
Yep.
You know?
But he couldn't resist fucking around.
Yeah, and then, you know, obviously he talks to or breathes to, like...
He kind of did that, like, chuckle, and that's what got
it. And it moved her hair. And,
well, it'd be, she felt the breath, you know?
Yeah.
And that's when she knew, like, oh, fuck, he's right behind me.
Can you just you imagine that?
But, yeah, I mean, it's... She picks the perfect time to make her move, though, because he's just about to go to stab her in the back of the neck, and she just kind of turns around and shoves the knife that she's got directly into his knee. I mean, at this point, I mean, I guess it's because we don't know anything about this guy, but it's like, dude, your DNA is all over this house now. You're going to have a real hard time fucking getting away with this. Mm-hmm. If you're in the system, you're fucked.
Can I tell you, I also, so obviously you guys know me. I love trying to guess movie endings or create an alternative movie ending that I like in my head. I thought that she was going to burn her house down.
Okay.
Because also that would have, people would have come.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely would have gathered some attention, so.
That would have gathered attention, you know, you don't have any, you know, you don't have your phone, you can't talk, you know, you can't hear. I thought that what better way to get people's attention than starting a giant fire in the middle of the fucking woods? Like, you can cause a forest fire.
Yeah, I mean, Smokey the Bear is not going to be too happy about that, but I'd imagine, but.
You're going to get a lot of people there.
Should draw some attention, that's for sure.
That was another thing I thought was going to happen, which would also be a kick-ass ending.
That would be a cool ending. But yeah, so she ends up running out into the kitchen and is just kind of hiding there for a minute. She gets him with some like insecticide or like wasp killer or something like that. She gets him right in the eyes. So now we're like... really evening out the playing field.
I love that she took out one of his senses.
It's fantastic. Because as soon as she blinded him, she activated her crazy fucking smoke alarm.
Yep.
So now...
Just fuck up the senses.
So now he's blind and essentially deaf as well.
Well, and then when you fuck up your senses, that's extremely disorienting.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially, too, if you just got shot in the eyes with a bunch of chemical shit as well. And then that on top of it, like,
it's burning. You're seeing flashing lights. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, you don't know up from down at that point.
Yeah.
For that split second.
But unfortunately, he ends up getting a hold of her, overpowers her, and starts strangling her. It was kind of cool with all, like, the flashes of, like, the photographs and stuff like that that they did while, like, she was going out, you know, like, getting to that point and everything.
Yeah, and you hear the heartbeat slow,
yeah,
slowing down. And as it slowed, you see more of the flashes. Mm-hmm. When I first started hearing the heartbeat, the flashes weren't there yet.
Yeah.
And they were just going between her face and his face. And I go, ooh, are we supposed to try to guess, like, who's dying? Because, like, I thought, because, yeah, she's getting strangled. But is he going to be the one to pass out because of, like, blood loss?
Blood loss or something, you know? Like that. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I was trying to.
He took that bolt in the shoulder. You know, he took that knife in the knee. So, I mean, he's leaking pretty good all over the place.
Yeah, you never know if he nicked an artery at that point. Yeah. Who knows?
I mean, not as much as he's about to be, but, you know, still, right. Like, he was still leaking pretty good.
Right, but at that point, I was like, ooh, are they going to kind of, like, throw a curveball? Is he going to pass out when he thinks she's going to pass out? But then you saw her flashbacks, and I was like, oh, shit. I'm like, come on, she can't die. Like, I don't think she's going to, but come on. Like,
yeah.
No, please.
She wrote half the fucking movie.
Not like, now.
There's no way she's going to fucking die.
I didn't know that at the time until I saw the credits.
Yeah, that's definitely a better move to have that credit at the end of the movie as opposed to the beginning.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you're not going to write yourself to die? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but no, I really did like that. That was a very key moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of like, I don't know.
Yep.
It was just good.
And, I mean, just as the lights are about to go out, she manages to get her hand on a corkscrew that we did see predominantly shown in a shot earlier on when she was cooking. I don't know if you remember that. Like, they made a point to show the corkscrew because she was opening up a bottle of wine.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'll have to see that again.
Yeah. But she grabs that and just shoves it right into his fucking neck.
Dude, not in. Through.
Yeah, exactly.
Through.
There was an exit wound.
There was an exit wound.
And he just starts leaking out of both sides like a sieve. Oh, God, it's fantastic. And it's just, like, it's spraying all over her face. Like, he's going off like a sprinkler. It's amazing.
No,
yeah.
It's pulsing.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, so that is the end of the killer right there. So Maddie finally retrieves her phone from the killer's body, just dials 911 just to get it out
and
there.
And she's dying. Know. I mean, she's right now. I'm like, please don't pass out before you dial the last one. Please.
I know, right?
Please.
But, I mean, she ends up making it to the porch and kind of sits down. Like, it's kind of the end of, spoiler alert for this movie, but Ready or Not. It's kind of like a very similar ending on there. The only thing that was missing is I wish she would have taken one of John's smokes out of his pocket and just lit it up as she was sitting on the porch, just like just have that final shot.
Yeah,
because like as she's sitting there, you start seeing the blue lights in the background as well.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, Calvary's coming, but like if she would have just had that smoke going,
that
would have been great.
She's got a cat right now.
Yeah, she is. She's chilling with bitch kitty. So yeah, it's
she's chilling with bitch kitty.
Yeah, but yeah, so she won, and that's. Is the final shots of Hush from 2016. So, Amanda.
You know, I have a lot of feelings about this movie. First of all, I really did like it overall. Like, I liked the ending. I appreciate the ending. I liked the whole thing. It was very intense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like there were some parts, like I said, I think it hits even more when you're a woman.
Yeah.
Like, and like, I have lived by myself before. And like, you know, so, you know, you hear those noises outside and you're like, what's that?
Like, what
and
the
like,
fuck is that?
Literally that movie was like, that's like my worst. That was like my worst nightmare. Like, yeah. Like living alone.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I don't live alone anymore, and I live by a lot of people with concealed carries.
There you go. It's pretty good.
And lots of things, so, you know. But there's it was just a lot of that movie. Like, I took a break from watching it. I know that sounds silly, but like, that was real intense.
No, I get it.
Especially just the almost like the hide and seek of her just like following him around the house and like her trying to find him. And then, you know, him just tormenting her for like that. The action, the part that was more action, that actually scared me less than the tension.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, that just means it's effective.
It was very effective. Like, but it's just not like, I would definitely watch this movie again. It's not, I don't think it's one that I could just put on for fun though. It's like, oh man, that took a lot out of me.
You gotta be in a special headspace.
That took a lot out of me. That, especially because like the killings were so like, they looked real. Yeah. Like, it's not like you're watching some 80s slasher
they're
that's like
extremely mean spirited with like, the kills.
Yeah. It's not like you're watching an 80s horror movie where like,
where it's fun.
Like it's fun and look at the special effects are like, you know, whatever. These are like, ugh. Oh, like this looks too real. It looks like, you know, they actually killed people for this movie.
Yeah. The effects were really good in this.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah,
even for it be like I'm sure being a micro budget because this was a Blumhouse movie, so they have, you know, they always have those, you know, small micro budgets and stuff like that, and then they make millions and millions of dollars because, you know, they get the right people to do them.
Yeah, well, I thought the acting was great. Mm-hmm. The acting was, every character in this movie, because there wasn't that many.
No, there's like five, six if you include the cat.
Right, like. Oh, they were all fantastic.
Yeah, everybody
was
it.
Great. The, like I said, I loved the intermittent deafness. No music, no sound. Like that.
Maybe you got like the heartbeat, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah. But I was like, ooh, that was really great. And I mean the killer. He was so fucking scary. He played that part so well. And I did like the ending. Like I said, I made up alternative endings in my head, which I think also would have been great. But I liked this ending too. Mm. Like I really, there was a split second there where I thought maybe she was like going to pass out and they were going to cut to credits and you weren't going to know if she died or not. Like, I really did at the point
that,
where...
That would have been the worst fucking ending ever.
Right.
I'd be like, this is bullshit.
There was a point where I was like,
fuck this movie. I would have immediately just gone to fuck this movie if that would have been the ending.
I thought, like, because he was dead on the floor and she was laying on the floor next to him. There was a split second. I was really afraid that she was just going to, you know, like, she kind of had that little smile. And then I thought she was just going to roll her eyes in the back. And then it was just going to...
Credits.
And that I was nervous, but then they finished it out and it was fine.
And everything was fine. Everything worked out. Still in there with her kitty. You know, cops are coming. Everything's good.
Yeah. But no, I would definitely recommend this movie. This was a very good movie. Like, very scary, very tense. Like, there's no, like, the only, like, lighthearted part of the whole movie was that fun girlfriend scene in the beginning, which I appreciated. I really, really liked. But yeah, the rest of it is just like, if you want a fucking tense movie, like, this is it. And like, I don't know. I have a lot more to say about this movie than I even thought. But I mean, it's just amazing how good it can be for, because really, it's all in this house. Like, there's nothing else. Like, the whole thing takes place on the same plot of, like, you don't, you know, go to the city to see her sister. It's just all on FaceTime. Everything is just in this one house, not even the woods. You see the woods. It's not in the woods.
No, it's just all in the house and around the house.
So you're right. Like,
just
the budget.
Just that one set.
Like, you have a handful of cast members and one house.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, like, the movie was fucking great.
Mm-hmm. Fucking knocked it out of the park with just minimal Yeah, minimal amount of stuff. Yeah, like I think I mentioned earlier, this isn't one I've watched a lot over and over again, but I had seen it prior to this. Same as you. This movie's fantastic. Like, this is fucking great. I love the idea of, you know, using the, you know, the deafness storyline to incorporate how this would go down and everything.
I thought that made the movie.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
It really did.
Oh, yeah. I mean, without it, I still feel like they could have, they still could have made a good enough movie without it if she was just, you know, just like any other person.
Right.
But the fact that they did that, that's what makes it unique. And then all the other stuff that they got to do with it.
Yeah. And I didn't miss, like, because, you know, you would think your main character who lives by herself, she's deaf and mute. Like, you probably, when you're first thinking of a movie going, okay, how are they going to kind of like fill that silence? Is it going to be weird? Is it going to be? No, absolutely not.
It's like, just going to be tense as fuck.
That's what it's going to be. Tense as fuck. But like, you don't miss the talking. Mm-mm. You don't miss that because they're still communicating. Like, you know, you see text messages, you see, like, you know, whatever, like, she's reading his lips, so, you know, and he's talking. Half the time, he's talking to himself. He's just having a good time. Yep. But, like, I don't know. It's, like, that, it only adds to the movie. Like, I didn't feel, like, an emptiness in the movie just because she was deaf and mute. I thought it 100% added to the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, this one's definitely great. And I know how you like creating your own endings.
Oh, yeah.
Me, as far as this one, the only thing I would change is I would make it a little bit longer because it is a short movie. Like, we're talking, I think, 81 minutes, like, total.
Yeah.
So I would make it a little bit longer, and I would have liked to have seen a little bit more of him just fucking with her in the beginning.
Oh.
Instead of just, okay, straight up, here's the reveal. Like, here I am, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh.
I would have loved to have just seen, like, more of him moving stuff, you know, or something like that. Or, you know, she goes into another room and he, you know, closes her laptop or something like that. Or, you know, she has her drink on this table and he, like, takes it and puts it on this table. Just, like, little stuff like that for her to build up her, am I going crazy? Like, what, like, the fuck's going on?
Her.
Like, yes, kind of.
That would have been good.
That's the only thing I would have changed with it, though. Like, I wish there was more of that.
Now, do you wish, as a viewer, do you wish that was only hidden from her? Or do you wish that was also hidden from us?
I mean, just, like, hidden from her. Like, hidden just see, like, him fucking with her, you know, a little bit.
Okay.
Or, like, maybe not even see, like, actually seeing him do it. But, like, you have that shot of him going behind her, so you know he's in the house, and then just start doing shit, you know? Where it's like, okay, I, like, obviously, you know, it's the killer fucking doing this. But just start doing just these little subtle things, you know?
Yeah.
I think that would have been...
You know what I would have
That would have been really cool.
Now that you're saying that, like, to add to that, I almost feel like maybe the fucking with her, like, first, and you don't see him, like, if the sister said, hey, you know, somebody, who is that in your house? She's like, oh, it's just my cat. Say little things where, you know, so you don't see him right away. She's kind of, like, getting gaslit. He's moving things around and whatever.
Yeah.
And then maybe after that, you see the murder of her friend. Like, maybe, because then you see him.
Yeah.
You know, but maybe, like,
I don't know. I probably would have kept the murder of the friend in the same spot. Just to show, like, okay, this dude is fucking vicious.
Okay.
And then have all that stuff. And you're just waiting because you saw what he did to her. So now you're just waiting for him to do it to her now.
I see. Either way would have been cool.
But, like, yeah. I mean, just if it was my movie, that's what I would have done. I would have kept that in the same spot and then just added in more of the shit. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like she ends up, you know, because her dinner gets fucked up, she ends up making popcorn and then ends up going somewhere and, you know, the popcorn is knocked over and all over the floor and stuff like that. Maybe she thinks it's the cat being an asshole and just kind of just keep doing little shit like that and just build it up. And then you finally, I mean, maybe start with him, you know, playing with Sarah like a puppet. And all of a sudden she looks over and he's just like, and like fucking with her and like freaks the fuck out. And then now we're off to it, you know?
Yeah. I think, the only, like I said, I think it would have been cool if maybe he got injured enough where it was hard for him to move, but he wasn't dead. And then she just lights the house on fire and then walks out with her cat.
Yeah,
then you just see the fire trucks coming.
She's like walking out like I walk around with Reggie, just like holding him. And it's just like
she just walks out, pets her cat with the just like house in flames behind her, and you hear the sirens. And then I would have appreciated that too.
The crazy cat lady.
She probably would have been charged for their murders.
Yeah. Like, no, he did it. Oh, you mean that skeleton you have in your house? Like, oh, he's the one who did everything? Really? Really? Like, okay. Shit. But yeah, so that is Hush from 2016.
I would be curious what Kyle thinks of this one.
I know, right?
Yeah. I know he'll watch it.
I mean, obviously, we enjoyed the hell out of it, but I'm curious as to what you guys think. This isn't one I really hear too much about anymore. I feel like it's kind of...
I don't know why.
Well, I mean, maybe with all Flanagan's like other stuff, you know, it's been kind of pushed to the back burner a little bit. But yeah, this movie's fantastic. But what do you guys think? Do you guys like this movie? Do you think it's, you know, good as is? Would you like to see a little bit more of the cat and mouse fucking with her before, you know, shit really hit the fan? Let us know down below. And love to hear your opinion on it. But in the meantime, thanks again for checking us out. And I suppose until next time, I'm Kevin.
I'm Amanda.
Take care, guys.
Bye.